Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after hearing that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews who were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, there are not 12 hours of daylight. Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of the world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, will he be all right? Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. And Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in their house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed, and in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said to him, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has not been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to him, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, everyone had to stand a long time. I'll tell you, this morning's gospel took me back to my third grade Sunday school class at St. Mark's Methodist Church. The class all went to the River Theater in Oildale, California, to see the 1927 Cecil B. DeMille classic, King of Kings. Is there anyone who ever saw that movie? There we go. I knew Jim would have. You probably made part of it. I can still see the actor playing Lazarus rising from the crypt, wrapped up like a mummy, and his sister Mary unwinding the strips of cloth around his face. I gotta say, it was dramatic to my 8-year-old mind, and you bet I never doubted it because I saw this miracle with my own eyes. Yes. This powerful story of the raising of Lazarus serves as a reminder of Jesus' power over death and his promise of eternal life to those who believe in him. Mary, Martha, Lazarus, what a lovely family trio this is. Mary was the sister who loved to listen to Jesus. Martha was the sister who loved to serve others. Lazarus was the brother who was ill. No family is consistently perfect, is it? Each of us, from the smallest household to the largest church, has people who like to listen, people who like to serve, and people who are sick. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They keep showing up in the New Testament, and they keep showing up at church. In this church, right now, we are looking for Marthas and Marys who are called to listen and to serve as visitors or Eucharistic ministers or serving this community, our assisted living community, our memory care community. If you feel called, see me or Angie or Karen. We heard in this morning's gospel that Jesus received word that his dear friend Lazarus was gravely ill. And despite the urgency of the situation, Jesus waited 2 days before he set out for the town of Bethany, where Lazarus lived. And when he arrived, Lazarus had already been dead and buried for 4 days. This gospel aims to show that Jesus did things not because he was pressed to do them, but because he chose to do them in his own good time. And it is a warning to us. So often we would like Jesus to do things in our time frame. I want it now, Jesus. But we must leave it to him to do them in his own time frame. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yes, she repeats the same words as her sister Martha did. And for all of their differences, Martha and Mary are actually quite similar. They love Jesus, but they believe that Jesus really came to fulfill their own personal
and immediate desires. If only God had been here, I would not have to go through this pain. If this is what we think, then we are wrong. Jesus did not come to take away our pain. Jesus came so that we could live through the pain to resurrection. Upon seeing Lazarus' grieving sisters, Martha and Mary, Jesus was deeply moved and wept with them. Jesus wept. This is verse John 11:35, is the answer to many trivia contests because it is the shortest verse in the entire Bible. It may be one of the most powerful too. Jesus, the Son of God, knows sorrow and he knows weeping. Jesus can be moved and greatly disturbed. To love means to be able to be moved, and Jesus loved Lazarus, his friend, and he loved Mary and Martha and their friends. Jesus was moved by their sorrow and pain. Jesus then commanded the stone covering the tomb to be taken away, and then in a loud voice he said, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth on his face. Then Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go." Now I like these words better than "Lazarus, come out," because maybe you know people who are yearning to live resurrected lives, but may still be tangled up in old burial cloths. They may be bound up in old stories, old arguments, old resentments, and an inability to forgive. This season of Lent is a perfect time for unbinding. We all have stories, positive or negative, and we act consistent with them. What is your story that needs resurrection? Now, I'm turning 80 this year, and what might be my story about age? You know, a lot of stories out there. When Karen asked us to write reflections for the Lenten booklet, it was terrifying to some, but ultimately empowering. If your story was, "I can't reflect on Scripture," perhaps you now have a more empowering story. I can reflect on Scripture, even put it in writing, and have other people read it. It's pretty amazing. I am stunned every day when I get the reflection for the day. It's wonderful. Here is where we need community. We need others. Often it is the task of the Christian community to complete the action of resurrection. Jesus has called forth new life. Lazarus, come out. But he still has his burial clothes on that need to be unbound. Unbind him and let him go. Those should be the words which are our orders every day, every new day. And when you find yourself or somebody yearning for new life, your friend, your wife, your husband, your companion, even a stranger, help them to unbind. As we reflect on the raising of Lazarus, let us remember that no matter how hopeless the situation may seem, Jesus has the power to bring new life and hope where there was once only despair. Let us trust in his love and his promise of eternal life and seek to live our lives in service to him. May we also be inspired by the faith of Martha and Mary, who believed in Jesus even when all seemed lost, and may we join with them in proclaiming that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that all who believe in him will never die, but will live forever. Let your little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.